Like many 13-year-old boys, Nicholas Davis likes to build things. He's on the living room couch, folding paper with precise creases.
Yeah, you should end up having a paper boat.
Nicholas has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and activities like this help.
I feel calm. I feel like nobody can, disrupt me from doing what I'm doing.
In class, it's hard for Nicholas to focus. In elementary school, he was diagnosed with ADHD and depression. So his public school in Aldean assigned him an aide to help him stay on track. Then the family moved to Houston.
It was like a roller coaster ride.
His mom, Brittany Miller, thought the neighborhood middle school wasn't safe, so she turned to charter schools. But instead of support, Miller says the charters denied Nicholas special ed services.
It's just heartbreaking to be told, no, we can't. And it's like, if I give up, it hurts my kid. But it's like I'm fighting and I haven't won yet.
At one Houston charter school, the new Yellowstone College Prep, Miller says she asked them to test Nicholas for special ed because his therapist believes he's on the autism spectrum. But she says the school shrugged it off.
Yeah, so they said that it was a maturity thing. His grades don't say special ed.
At another charter school, Yes Prep, Miller asked for accommodations like Nicholas had at his old public school. There, she says, Yes Prep administrators told her
that this was a charter school and they don't typically have to follow those guidelines.
That's not true. Charter schools have to follow federal disability laws. While they may have different oversight and more flexibility than traditional public schools, they're still taxpayer funded. When I asked Yellowstone and Yes Prep about this, they both told me they couldn't comment on individual cases, but maintain they follow federal law. Advocates, though, say this family's story is all too familiar. Dustin Reinders is with Disability Rights Texas.
You know, it's nothing new in the special ed world. We've always known that families are counseled out, denied admission, and pushed out if they sneak in the door somehow.
State data show that charters in Texas serve lower portions of special needs children than traditional public schools, and the gap is getting bigger. Take Yes Prep. Its share of special ed students is less than half the national average. Reinders says one reason could be that Texas charters have more discretion in admissions, for example, looking at a potential student's discipline records. Charter school leaders disagree and say the numbers don't tell the full story. Starley Coleman directs the Texas Charter Schools Association.
We can't make an assumption that there's something wrong.
Coleman says special needs parents may be turned off by many charters' smaller size or less experienced teaching staff. Still, the low numbers have caught the attention of state administrators. Deputy Education Commissioner Matt Montaño says they've stepped up monitoring and communication with charter schools.
The concern is how do we make sure that they know what they're supposed to do?
For Brittany Miller, she's enrolled her son Nicholas in yet another charter school, his third for eighth grade.
I have to find a little faith in something only because I don't have another option.
Though she says she's not holding out much hope. For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm education reporter Laura Eisensee.